Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online, where we provide robust personal and business insurance solutions. Let's plunge right into the top stories. In a significant announcement made last Friday, the coalition made a key pre-election pledge that could greatly reduce capital and compliance costs in Australia's insurance sector. This news comes as a relief to many of us in the industry, who are acutely aware of the present compliance costs exceeding $1 billion, drastically affecting the sector's capacity to provide adequate coverage to the public. Angus Taylor, our shadow treasurer, aims to adjust the APRA's capital rules delicately to not just easily stabilize financial considerations, but also by looking out for consumers by reducing their expenses wherever possible. Despite challenges such as natural disasters influencing home insurance costs, this proposal brings a new hope for a flexible regulatory framework, which can respond rapidly to liability changes. Shifting focus to New South Wales, the legislation proposed by the government to ban claims farming has met with calls for tougher measures from the Insurance Council of Australia. While the ICA welcomes the move as progress, concern lies in the limited scope of the draft. A potential pitfall observed by legal expert Luke O'Kane was the 2-year prosecution limit and the ambiguous language that could potentially still allow current farmed claims. The ICA continues to advocate for comprehensive legislation with robust enforcement to effectively counter the growing challenge of claims farming across the insurance sector. And now onto a topic that's affecting many Australian homeowners: flood risks. The ICA has proposed an ambitious commitment of $30.15 billion to combat these risks. This defense fund, spread over a 10-year period, aims to bolster flood infrastructure, strengthen properties, and even buy back homes at risk. The council is urging an appointment of a flood defense minister and is calling for immediate action on high insurance premiums due to flooding risks. The cycle of response and neglect needs to be broken soon, as noted by CEO Andrew Hall, emphasizing that consumers can't wait for long-term mitigation measures. Well, that wraps up our weekly insurance news. We deliver timely analysis and industry reports on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, ending the broadcast and wishing you a secure financial future. Take care, Australia, and we'll connect again next Friday with more critical updates from the insurance world. Stay informed, stay assured.